T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome, welcome. It's 10 minutes after 3 o'clock. Jordana, Paul, Dan, you, gang's all here.
That's right.
How was your speech yesterday?
It was fine.
How's Grand Forks?
Driving up to Grand Forks one day and driving back the next day, it's not something I would recommend. I held my breath. The weather cooperated amazingly, but great town, college town, and I don't know, nobody threw vegetables or fruit at me.
No?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
I know. I guess it went well.
Came off unscathed.
But excellent. I missed you.
Oh, well, we missed you too.
Happy to get back and jump back into the fire. Oy.
And fire it is. Nancy Pelosi says we shouldn't have a State of the Union. You should postpone the State of the Union until the government is back open. The House Speaker sent a letter to the president, some of which read like this. Sadly, given the security concerns, unless government reopens this week, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address for you to consider delivering your State of the Union or consider delivering your State of the Union in writing to Congress on the 29th. That's what Ms. Pelosi said in a letter to Trump. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to do that. I'm sure he's going to go for that. He's going to be real excited about that. This is a little bit of what she had to say today.
Man. On the strength of the statement of the Secretary of Homeland Security about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which he calls an event of special security. And so these people are not working, and we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s.
Even despite the furloughed workers, the people that aren't working, the fact that it would be unsecure for the folks that would be in there, how could you possibly think about getting up in front of 400 million people and saying the State of the Union is strong?
Well, how about just saying the State of the Union is broken?
A mess. But no president wants to get up and say that. I'm actually surprised the president didn't say, you know what, out of respect for the workers, we're going to postpone the State of the Union. How could you get up there and say, everything's great, look at all the great things I've been doing when, you know, almost 500,000 people are not getting paychecks?
Including Secret Service.
Yeah. The people that are guarding you, that are about to take a bullet for you, God forbid, if it's needed.
But that was that the card, one of many cards that Nancy Pelosi played? Sadly, given the security concerns, and unless government reopens this week, I suggest we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address, or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to the Congress. One option was doing it from the Oval Office.
But that would be his second speech then from the Oval Office. One thing I learned today into looking into this, as House Speaker, she has the right to extend the official invitation to the president. I didn't know that. I thought State of the Union is just a thing. So he goes there, and I happen to love the State of the Union. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance. Every elected official is there, generally. The Supreme Court is there. Right. The diplomats are there. I mean, it's very regal.
It's tradition.
I love it.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
So what I learned today was, as House Speaker, she gets to extend an official invitation to the president to come into her chamber. Not her boudoir, by the way. The chamber. The
chamber.
House. The chamber.
Chamber.
And present his State of the Union. I didn't realize there was that whole, I have to extend the invitation, and then I guess he accepts. I'm sure they're not standing on ceremony that she actually has to extend it. And he has to accept it. I'm sure that's not happening. But also, Paul, the State of the Union only once has been canceled. And that was when the sitting president, Ronald Reagan, in 1986, chose to reschedule it after the Challenger space shuttle explosion. But I also read this is probably the first time the president has been asked by the speaker to reconsider his, quote, invitation. I guess it's an implied invitation. She doesn't really go and, you know, send him an evite.
An evite? Is that how they do that?
I don't think she does that.
Do you think they text each other?
I don't think they do.
So this, I thought this was interesting, Jorah. There is no constitutional requirement that the president has to deliver the address in person. The address was regularly delivered in writing, beginning when President Thomas Jefferson was in the White House. That continued until more than 100 years later, when President Woodrow Wilson began giving the address in person. That was back in 1913. So it started off just in writing.
You're not suggesting that he tweet out the speech, are you?
You know, I wouldn't put anything past this president. That's actually a great idea.
I hope you're not suggesting that. I hope you're not saying that.
Do an end around the media? Union. Go right to his base?
I mean, he could release it in writing, but clearly it would not be as effective. He loves to get up and say all the great things that his administration has been doing. And as every president's right, or invitation, by invitation, he should have it. Just not now. We have people that are furloughed. We have people not getting paychecks. We have, you know, workers that don't know, that are probably looking for other jobs. I can't imagine he could, with any good conscience, get up in front of the American people and say how great things are.
It's another opportunity, a forum, for him to address the American public directly and make the case for border security, make the case for the wall. It's another opportunity for him to go directly to voters and people that didn't vote for him and make his case. So why wouldn't he do that? Of course he's going to do that.
Somehow, some way, maybe just like you said, from the Oval Office.
From the Oval Office, right.
Honestly, the optics of it just look bad because whatever he says, the Democrats do get a chance to do a rebuttal. Hopefully not at a little tiny podium because the memes, well, actually the memes were really funny, so maybe again. But they do get to do a rebuttal. Usually they just choose one person. It's not the double team. So it's just so obvious that they're going to say, that was all crap. We're a mess. Look at us. We can't even agree on how to keep the government open. We're a mess.
Jorah, this president has been a nonconformist. There's been nothing traditional or typical about this president from day one. Why start now? Just keep it going, right?
Yes, unbelievable. So should the State of the Union go on as planned? Do you think it's the right thing to do to go on as planned? Can the president come out looking good from this speech if he does it while the government is shut down? 651-989-9226. You can always send us a text. It is 317. Jordana and Paul here. We'll be right back after the break.
That we would have the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the entire Congress of the United States, House and Senate, the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Cabinet of the United States, did I say that, and the Diplomatic Corps, all in the same room. This is requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown.
That was Speaker Pelosi laying out her reasons why she sent a letter to the President of the United States this morning asking him to postpone the State of the Union address, which is supposed to be on January 29th, until such a time where the government can be opened.
It could be just a short address, right? I mean,
well, it could be delivered in writing.
But it could just be 10 seconds. The State of the Union is a hot mess.
Pretty sure he's not going to say that.
Stay tuned.
Pretty sure he's not going to say that. So, interestingly enough, do you really think that she's worried about security? Do you really think it was a good idea for her to suggest this to the president? Or do you think it would have been better to just let him go in front of the American people and say the State of the Union is strong while 800,000 American workers are furloughed? Let's go to Neil in St. Paul. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
It's funny you guys said the Democrats rebuttal. Well, is there anything possibly that Trump would ever do that the Democrats would say, well, good job, first of all? And I guess until this shutdown, the State of the Union, and to me, has been running pretty dang good. What the unemployment, have you guys checked that lately? gross domestic product, we check that. I mean, maybe personally Trump's kind of offensive, but the country itself, besides this shutdown, and I love how they say Trump's wall when Obama wanted this some border, larger border control. It's not Trump's wall. It's the people's wall. It's what majority of the people voted on. And it depends if you watch Fox or CNN. That's the difference, is people are getting their brains washed continuously. And he may do an address, but he might do it from the Oval Office. Yes. But the State of the Union is not in such disarray as people would like to suggest.
Neil, I agree with your premise. I mean, overall, the economy is doing well. Unemployment is low. GDP is good. I think there's some concern that if this shutdown continues, what effect that could have. You know, could this kind of tilt us into a recession, a man-made recession, if you will? I guess they all are. But your premise is correct. The economy is in good shape. If you want a job, there's probably a job out there for you right now.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call,
all right.
Neil.
Thanks,
appreciate
Neil.
It. Mike is in Rosemount. Mike, jump in here.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I say full steam ahead. I think, I know, Jordana, you said, how could somebody possibly do this during a shutdown? I wish you would have had the same passion when the speaker was on the beaches of Hawaii, when the president was in the Oval Office waiting to hear from her about a counter offer.
You mean Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, yeah. That, to me, that's the same thing. Where was the outrage from the left on that? There wasn't any. And the 30 people going to Puerto Rico, the Congress people, and they're partying down there when the president's waiting for some kind of counter offer. So I think it's good. Go ahead, tell all the good things that are going on with the country, and reinforce that he's there waiting for the Democrats to come up with a counter plan other than Pelosi saying not one penny, because that's not a plan. So for her to keep saying we've put an offer out there when she says not one penny, that's not an offer. So I wish she would stop saying that. But anyway, that's what I think. He should go ahead, talk to Americans, tell them about what's going on, and have them see what they think, whether it's his fault or the Democrats. So,
Mike and Rosemount, good call. Thank you. I think it's interesting that people were waiting on Christmas Day or New Year's Day, on national holidays, for the Democrats to come with a plan, when for 2 years the Republicans ran the entire Congress and the executive branch. And we didn't build the wall then. There were 2 years. I think the argument that Democrats should be working Christmas Day to come up with a plan for a wall that they never promised, that they didn't want, that they were never agreed to pay for, I think that's an interesting view of how this negotiation should be going.
Is it revisionism? Did Obama want a true wall?
Well, I don't know that he wanted a wall, but he wanted border security.
He wanted border security.
Everybody wants border
security.
And I think
sections of barriers where
I'm sure
geographically appropriate, but this notion of a solid wall.
We have a wall. We have parts of a wall. We have things like that. And I don't know anybody, at least I've not talked to people recently, that said, sure, something should be built. There should be some kind of barriers. Everybody agrees we need border security. And the Republicans agree the most. So they had 2 years to get the funding for it. Get her done.
But you know what this is about? This is about re-election 2020, George. Today, one of the president's tweets, he put 2020 exclamation point, hashtag 2020 exclamation point. He pointed out something I mentioned this last week. This is about the Democrats not wanting to do anything that might in any way help him run for re-election.
They shouldn't have had to. The Republicans should have given him everything they wanted in the first 2 years.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why it didn't happen 6 months
Get
ago.
Get it? The crisis, this alleged manufactured crisis, was happening then, too. It didn't just happen after November of 2018.
But obviously, Pelosi and Schumer think they have sufficient leverage,
well,
right? I mean, they're both digging in their heels. Who's going to blink?
Let's take Al. Hey, Al, jump on in here, love.
Hi, Rob. That last caller, or one of the last callers, was asking where the outrage was for Nancy being, you know, absent at Christmas. She wasn't Speaker of the House at Christmas. I don't get that. Hmm. And then here's a little thing just to put a billion into perspective. 1,000 seconds ago is about 16 minutes. 1,000,000 seconds ago is about 18 days. 1,000,000,000 seconds ago is 30-some years.
Hmm. Wow, that's good math. Are you a mathematician, Al? That's pretty good.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's pretty interesting when they talk about $5 billion so easily. Mm-hmm. That's 150 years of seconds.
Interesting stuff, Al. You know, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the call. I like the way he's looking at it. Different perspective.
And when I hear 5 billion, in my mind, I immediately multiply it by 10. It's probably going to be 50 billion at least. Add a zero. I mean, if the government is involved.
For sure. It's not going to be 5 billion. Yeah.
Nothing is going to be done cost effectively. So
I'm not even hung up on the money. I'm hung up on the idea that the president promised Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Then he had 2 years of a Republican Congress. Didn't get the job done. Now he expects a Democratic House to get the job done. That should be the definition of insanity. In my worldview, I can't imagine how he expects the Democrats are going to help him out with that when it was his promise, and then he had a Republican House and executive branch. So I just good luck getting it done.
Why didn't it get done? Maybe a listener can call us and explain this to us.
I don't get that.
Why didn't it get done?
I don't know. It's also 3:29. We have to get done with this segment and take a quick break. When we get back, Netflix is raising their prices. How much is too much for you to watch? Is House of Cards on Netflix? House of Cards. Mm-hmm. How much is too much for you to watch? I watched Fauda on Netflix.
You got me started on Fauda.
Fauda.
That was good. What was the one? Birdhouse or Bird Box?
There you go.
That was
Bird Box. Yeah. How much is too much where you're like, I'm done? Let's talk after the break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
When I signed up for Netflix, I believe it was $8.99 a month. Mm-hmm. And that gave me like five people that could join, I guess, me and the kids and whatever, right? How much, was that how much it was when you joined?
Yeah, and I upgraded, I think I'm paying, 12 or 13 bucks a month for the higher definition. They shoot all the new content now in 4K. So if you have one of the newer TVs that's 4K,
it is
amazing. You really can
really
see the difference between regular HD and 4K. And so, yeah, a couple of bucks more. I thought, all right, what the heck? And now all of the new shows that Netflix contracts for, they all have to shoot in 4K. So, again, if you have one of these 4K sets, and the prices have come way down. You get a decent 4K set now for $300, $400. But, I a lot of things I could live without. At this point, not sure I would want to go without Netflix.
Really? Do you still have cable?
We have DirecTV.
DirecTV. Okay, you do. Okay. So.
But I would sooner give up DirecTV, I think.
Yes.
Than give up Netflix. Because in my mind, there's bang for the buck. The number of shows I watch, the number of hours of entertainment on Netflix, in my mind, justifies spending that 13 bucks a month. There's value. There's bang for the buck.
Yeah.
DirecTV, there's what, 600 channels? I might watch seven of them routinely.
Right? No one's watching all that stuff. You know, I'm not watching Long Haul Trucking Channel. No disrespect to Long Haul Truckers. I'm just not watching you guys.
It's the best
drive.
Thing on DirecTV.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, or that extreme ice fishing. I've seen that, and it's frightening. The ice monsters or whatever it is. I've seen that, but I'm not TiVoing it. So they're raising their prices to $13 per month. I guess it was at 11. It must have gone to 11 at some point. I didn't even notice. And then it's now going to be $13. Is that going to change your life? Are you going to cancel because of the 13?
No. I think if they were to raise it to $89, I'd
well, that's a different story.
Or even 20 bucks, I think I'd have to do a double take. Yeah, but this is part of the streaming wars. A lot of Me Too companies are now jumping on the bandwagon, and they see streaming as the holy grail on demand television.
Well, we're doing that Amazon now, Amazon TV.
Right, and there's Hulu. Mm-hmm. And Disney is coming out with their streaming options. And NBC Universal just announced their service. So it's really an arms race.
Wait, NBC has a streaming service too? Because they have a network.
They're coming out with one.
But they're going to compete with themselves?
Well, but the whole idea is subscriptions. Get enough people to pay $5, $10, $20 a month and scale up another business. At some point, will the networks be able to avoid going through their affiliates? That's what kind of troubles me on some level. Mm-hmm. At some point, do they say, hey, why do we need local affiliates? You can come right to NBC.com and watch your shows and stream your shows. And
interesting.
Why do we need Care 11?
To local television? Yeah. Unless they're going to do original programming here.
Well, everything goes like WGN, the superstation, you know, local content, more local news shows, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Who knows if it's going that way? But this whole over-the-top streaming on demand, it's not a fad. It's the way
it's not going
things
anywhere.
Are unrolling.
Yeah. Absolutely. So is there a price? I mean, you said $89. You mentioned $89. Although we pay that for Amazon Prime to get things delivered if you're in a Prime member. You know, that's
it was $119. I just got charged $119
bucks
for
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Every year. It just went up. That's $119. And I like the free, in quotes, air quotes,
shipping.
Free shipping.
Yeah, but you're paying $119 for
it. But you also get programming, right? The Prime video. You
Correct.
Get a lot of TV
but that's
shows
new.
That you can
didn't
stream.
Always get that when you signed up for Amazon Prime. The TV is new.
Right.
So the question becomes, what is your ceiling? What is your limit? Like, I would pay $13 a month for Netflix. We all use it. We watch a lot of shows on Netflix. Although I still watch commercial television. I watch the late night shows. I watch Saturday Night Live. I watch CNN, Fox News. I watch regular television that comes through my cable TV that I can't get on Netflix. I still watch my soap opera, Bold and the Beautiful, CBS, every day at 12:30. I TiVo it. I watch it every night.
Do you really?
I make Handsome Husband watch it. Don't tell him I told you that. Love it. It's been on 30 years already.
I don't watch that much network television. We watch 60 Minutes, SNL every now and then, although I don't know. There are times it's just not funny anymore. But I'm trying Manifest on NBC.
I watch Manifest, that's right.
The PBS NewsHour, I found kind of a little more of an objective center of the road newscast from 6 to 7 on TPT on Channel 2.
You know, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, I watch the weekend shows regardless. But I still need my Netflix. So $13 is not going to price me out of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But there would be a limit. Like if it went up to $50, I don't know that I'm going to go and spend, because that is already a monthly expense then. $13 is a meal. But when you get to $50, I'm counting that into my car payment, my phone payment. That's a bill that then gives me pause. Do you have a number, Dan? Because I know you use these streaming services.
I do. I cut the cord years ago.
Yes.
And I don't know that I have a number, but my concern when you see somebody like Netflix raising prices is, what's the trend? Is that going to keep happening?
Yes, it is.
Because the whole point of cutting the cord was to try and save money over the overpriced cable and satellite packages.
Exactly right.
But when you have Netflix and you have Hulu and you have your YouTube TVs and you have your HBO Go's and now you're going to have Disney streaming service, you're going to have all these other ones that are starting pretty quickly, and I mean real quickly,
mm-hmm.
that difference, that money that you're saving from being a cord cutter versus being a cable or satellite customer is going to be nil
or wash.
Nothing. Yeah.
Right.
It's a wash.
So then what's the point?
But then
– So the market's going to saturate pretty quickly.
But then you're going to be addicted to one show on Netflix, another show on Hulu,
no.
another show on regular TV. Then you're going to have to get all of them.
No, you don't. I mean, the whole point of cutting the cord and going with streaming was to save money.
Right.
So I'm not, there is going to be a limit pretty darn quickly in terms of what I'm going to accept.
$50? 25?
I don't have a number. I don't think the number isn't the point. The point is just the number of services that you're trying to do.
Oh, that's true.
So,
you know,
even if it's only a few dollars more for Netflix, well, if it's a few dollars more for Netflix and a few dollars more for this service and that, you know, that all adds up pretty quickly. And whatever that number is, it doesn't matter. You're just going to start cutting out services.
This is the golden age of television. I mean, there's so many good shows, good series on right now, and you have to hunt and pick. And I mean, Hulu, there were a couple of amazing series, The Looming Towers, The Handmaid's Tale.
So you wouldn't go without.
No, I wouldn't. But at some point, I think to Dan's point, you reach a point.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would say is that you need a clone. All of us will need clones just to watch all the things that
See, that's it. I can't consume all of it. Like, we only pick, we only watch one show at a time.
Yeah.
Because then I can't get into something else because I have, you know, an hour to a night, and that's what we'll watch, and then we'll go to bed. But if there are too many shows on, it's overwhelming.
See, my wife, I mean, Lori likes to go on social media. That's how she relaxes at 9 o'clock at night after dinner.
Does she know about your hate for Facebook?
Hate's a strong word.
Applicable, but strong.
Yes. I like to watch a good show. You know, a show that makes me think or whatever. Or not.
Watch with you?
Usually.
Watch with you?
Usually. Yeah.
Mike's on the line. He's going to jump in here. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon? Thanks for taking my call.
We're okay, sir.
Hey, Mike.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good.
Good. Outstanding. I think Netflix is overpriced already. I don't pay for it. I haven't for a couple of years. I've got Hulu only because it comes with my phone service. And I'm one of the ones that cut the cable quite a while ago. I've got an antenna outside my house. I pick up local television. That's it. I refuse to pay for television for the price they want.
I heard the antenna's the way to go.
It is, and we
those
have
are
an antenna
for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, those are under. You get a lot of stuff when if you do a digital antenna.
I need to go get an antenna.
Hey, Mike, do you know that the HD from your antenna over the air free is better quality than what you get via satellite or cable?
Absolutely.
Because they don't compress it. You get
That's
every
right.
pixel. If it's in cable or satellite, they have to compress it. It's
so
compressed.
Will you get on the roof? Will you get on the roof?
You get a better picture.
And it's free.
Yeah.
You don't have to get on the roof.
Absolutely.
You don't have to get on the roof?
I put it in our attic.
Yeah.
It's in our attic.
It's in the house?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be on top of the house?
It doesn't have to be actually. It can be. The antennas now are amazing. The options. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can get a decent HD antenna for $20 on Amazon.
Mine sits on my window. In my apartment.
Go and do this.
And there are, what, 20, 30 free channels?
Easily, yeah. I mean, each of the local network channels has two or three, at least, digital channels.
The sub-channels.
PBS has like four of them.
The dot twos, the dot threes, the dot fours.
Yeah. But can I watch Bold and the Beautiful?
Yes.
Because that's my 100%. Baseline. I have to watch Bold and the Beautiful. I have to know what happens.
You have to have something else to record
Brooke
it with.
And Rich, that's right. I'd have to be
have
home
a,
at
some
12:30.
Some sort of DVR or something, but, you know.
Well, that poses an interesting problem. Well, although people are saying, I can watch CBS All Access. That's free. Is that not free?
They have a free version of it. I don't know what all is available. You know, they try to hook you with the free stuff and then get you to pay the monthly subscription for it. They also try to run that Star Trek series up the flagpole, and the only way you can get at that is to subscribe to the app.
So. I do like Star Trek. I grew up on Star Trek.
There you go.
Live long and prosper.
And I think it's only like
the Vulcan symbol.
CBS is only like $8 a month, I think, for All Access.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, that's pretty cheap. Lots of options.
Yeah.
But anyway, the conversation began as Netflix is raising its prices again. And this is what, like the fourth time in the last 3 years? It started at $8.99 or maybe even less before I bought it. Now it's up to $13 per month. Would there be a time where you would cut the cord? For me, yeah. I say when it's like a $50 charge, and that just is too onerous for me. Dan's might be less. You, not so much.
Half of all U.S. households have Netflix. They have 58 million subscribers in the U.S. And they are really the essential must-have streaming service. A lot of people also have Hulu and some of the others. But get this. Last year, they spent $13 billion, with a B, billion dollars on content, on new shows.
That almost bites three walls.
Are you saying that we should go to Reed Hastings and ask him for money? Bird Box.
We should go to traffic.
Bird Box costs $20 million to produce in case that comes up in casual conversation.
Three walls.
Chances are it won't. Okay, 3:49, Wixon Jewelers time, named one of America's top jewelry stores. Wixon is your destination for exceptional diamonds, rare gemstones, and fine Swiss watches.
3:55, welcome back, Jordana and Paul, Dan at the helm, new sheriff in town and new sheriff in our studio at 4:10.
It just sounded funny. There's a new sheriff in town.
There is.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in the studio, partner.
Is he a gunslinger?
Hutch, they call him Hutch.
Hutch.
I think we have to introduce ourselves and we have to say Sheriff Hutchinson. And then if he says, call me Hutch, I will. But I'm just not going to go right in there. I've never met the man yet. So I don't want to go right in there and be like, hey, Hutch, because we're not buddies yet.
Is he from Hutchinson?
I don't know.
The town? Do they have parades for him in Hutchinson?
I doubt it. Huh? I doubt it. But again, we're not that familiar yet, but we will be after the interview.
Right.
I'm going to ask. I'm very excited to chat with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I found, too, when people are in studio, sometimes they give up a little more information than on the phone. So we love it when people are here with us face to face.
I mean, we're going to ask him if... the president should do the State of the Union. We're going to ask if he's going to build a wall around Hennepin County.
No.
We're going to ask all sorts. What's his limit on Netflix?
No,
that's it.
Really?
And by the way, if you're at your desk at work and you're streaming us live, check us out on Facebook because we're going to Facebook Live the segment with Sheriff Hutchinson. We're not friends yet. We will be friends.
Give it a few minutes.
In the next few minutes. No, we absolutely will be. I don't know what time we have to get out of here, Paul. I got to stay on time with us. But you, once again, stole all my notes, and I don't know what time we have to get out of here.
What? It's here. It's right here, 5710.
It's killing me. See your text. I don't know if your husband can watch the Gophers and the Timberwolves with the antenna. Can they watch Gophers and Timberwolves with an antenna?
The antenna will not get you Fox Sports North, if that's what you're
talking about. That's the answer to that. So I'm sorry we didn't get to all of your texts. Again, the keyword was avocado. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Sheriff Hutchinson. If you have any questions, shoot us a text at 81807 on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.